Hello, hi, welcome to another Tissapod. Tune in for your entertainment scoop for the week.
Yes, Umzansi Celebville is filled with flavor.
But you know that ge o batla go tseba gore fame e re mongwaneng, or who secured the latest bag,
or just who's dripping with sauce,
and who's adding the spice.
Jonga yonke into nje.
Because if it's hot, then it's definitely in the Cheesa Pod.
Welcome back to another episode of the Tissapod. I am Joy Mpande, rolling solo this week. But if you're new over here, then you should know that every Friday we catch up on the latest entertainment news. And of course, if you're a regular, that means you already know what time it is. It's Music Friday. So of course, we start off with some music news. I am super excited about this one. Doja Cat is headlining this year's Hey Neighbor Festival. Okay, so let me tell you why this is exciting. This is the first time that Doja Cat will be performing in South Africa. And hopefully she might see her daddy too. What I mean by that is that she's actually the daughter of actor Dumisani Dlamini. That's if you did not know. So exciting news there. So she's coming to South Africa for the very first time. Somebody else who's also coming to South Africa for the very first time is Summer Walker. She will be headlining this year's Rocking the Daisies, which is taking place in October, from October 2 to October 5. Yeah, to the 5th, basically. She took to her Instagram just recently saying that South Africa, it is happening. I don't know why she deleted the post after that. But of course, Rockin' the Daisies did go ahead and confirm that she is headlining this year's festival. Amazing news there. Somebody's making a return. So another American rapper is coming to South Africa, Travis Scott. He has visited South Africa before, so this is not his first time, but he recently announced his tour dates for 2025, and it included a performance in South Africa, in Johannesburg specifically, on October 11th. So definitely looking forward to that. Just exciting news all round. Get your coins ready is the chat, really. Yeah, kudos to them. Let's just all head there, basically. All right, moving on to other news, though. Jonathan Butler has been awarded an honorary doctorate by Stellenbosch University. Okay, so remember how last year they were many celebrities that got doctorates from that Mshigashiga University or college? This one is obviously legit because it's Stellenbosch University. The musician was donning a red gown when accepting this award. He made a whole speech saying that music, you know, became his teacher, his guide, his compass. Yeah, he's very much celebrated in the music space, very much respected. So it definitely is well deserved. Okay, now let's move into some scandalous stuff, though. Now, there's been a long, long time battle for the song Jerusalem. It's been 5 years now, but finally it is going to court. The trial date is set for November this year. But what I found very interesting, okay, if you don't know, Jerusalem, I don't know where the hell you've been, but it's the Master KG song featuring Nomcebo. But the fight is that Chamza, the DJ, says he somehow had a hand in producing the song, and he deserves a cut because apparently it's a big fat cake that he's somehow not getting anything of. Now, ahead of this highly publicized dispute, Chamza's lawyer did speak to us, and he revealed that he has chosen to take the case on pro bono. Now, the fact that this is Adams and Adams, which is one of South Africa's biggest law firms, it's based in Sandton, it's quite big. It is very interesting that this man decided to take on this case pro bono. That means he seems to know something that we all don't. When we spoke to him, he said that upon review thereof, we found that their claims have merit. Shams's claims, that is. This case is more than a copyright infringement case. It strikes at the heart of a big problem in South Africa's music industry. And I think I think it's pretty cool for him to actually have taken this case pro bono. But I want to see how it all unfolds. Of course, we did speak to Master KG with Sunday Times. We did speak to Shams of the DJ as well, who both seem to be quite confident that they're going to be winning this case. Who's going to be winning it? We don't know. But time will tell. It's still a long way to this case. Of course, it's November. But what I find interesting is Open Mic is not trying to say anything at all. I'm talking about the legal representatives. I'm talking about, yeah, anybody from Open Mic is not trying to say anything. They say they will rather wait for trial. And if you remember, Nomncebo Zikode also did have a lengthy legal battle with Open Mic Productions, and it has not even gone anywhere. She hasn't won the case. She hasn't received a cent, actually, from her involvement in this song. So, yeah, we did reach out to her as well. And she was just like, yo, angifuna ukuzingena sisi. All I know is I'm gigging. So at least I'm making money out of the fame that came with Jerusalem, because we didn't really know Nomncebo like that prior. So this song definitely gave her career a boost. So that's the silver lining, right? Anyway, moving out of the music news element of things, Ino Matijane is set to make a comeback. Her return, did I say her? You see how this life thing is confusing. So Ino Matijane is set to make a return on reality TV on Moja Love's The Way Nginga Khona. Now, if you remember, Ino identified as a woman. His pronouns were he and her. Sorry, did I say he? Were she and her. And this was quite for, it was, yeah, for a long time she identified as a woman. And that came with Ino going as far as taking hormonal pills, you know, to begin her transition of becoming a woman. 3 months into that, Ino decided, I don't want to become a woman anymore. He says that he is suffering from gender dysmorphia. And I say he because he now identifies as a man. Essentially, his pronouns are back to being he and him. We had a chat to him. Let me not even try and break this down. Let's have a listen to what he had to say.
I was in a phase of finding myself.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, I am suffering from something that has to do with eternal.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something that I don't have control of, and I get to learn about myself every single time.
Mm-hmm.
And learning about myself hasn't been easy because with that came spirituality. Mm-hmm. Even before transitioning, I'm always just saying that my transitioning is hard, even to my counselor from the LGBT organization. Because I had a counselor, I didn't just transition that people thought I was doing it for, you know, to the cute and everything. Like, I went through necessary processes to get to a point where I'm like, I'm transitioning. And I'm only saying it for the lifestyle, which is because I feel like the more I say it, it's almost like I'm saying it because I don't want people to be angry with me and just get comfortable with the fact that I'm still attracted to the same sex. Like, I shouldn't even feel like I need to defend myself because I don't want to lie to you, Joy. Because a lot of time, every time everyone asks me about my gender, I'm always like, yeah, but I'm still attracted to guys. The fact that I feel like I always have to mention that, it's a problem. Mm-hmm. Because it's almost like I'm fearful about people's reaction to my story, and it shouldn't be like that. But in terms of like my romantic life, I'm just happy in singlehood. Honestly, I'm not thinking about anything else. I'm just enjoying being by myself. And it just feels so amazing, at least for now. Mm-hmm. But yes, I am still attracted to the same sex.
Well, that's that on that. Really all the best. We send love and light. Gender dysmorphia, I cannot even imagine, you know, what could he could possibly be going through. So hopefully, yeah, he figures it all out. God is God, so obviously the creator knows best. So yeah, I think I'm just gonna leave it at that. But what I found something very interesting about the story is the fact that he was about to get married to a Zulu man who was married to a woman. Way Bandla, it just gets very interesting in the streets. Let's leave all of that aside, okay? Sweet Koluva won Big Brother Mzansi season 5. That's the Umlilo season, and he is now 2 million rand richer. Now, for months on end, I've never seen a fan base like this. Months on end, Sweet Koluva fans would comment on anybody's post and say, did you vote for Sweet Koluva? Vote Sweet Koluva. Vote Sweet... literally everywhere. They were campaigning for him hard. Like right now, we are busy seeing them, even after the win, marching in Bramfontein. Like, people are really crazy out there, or just have time. Like, listen, no shade. It's very great that this man won. Well deserved. Not really what I wasn't really following this show the way that I feel people were, like, they were watching the show. Like, people have time, is what I gotta say. I am one to definitely catch up on Twitter, because ain't nobody gonna be watching Big Brother the whole day. Anyway, he's quite a humble man. We did have a chat to him, so let's have a listen to what he had to say after his win.
You see, when people tell you what you are a certain way, and you really want to see yourself, how do you act in certain spaces or environment?
Yes.
And then now seeing yourself, like, they're playing a clip, like it's a judgment day. They're playing a clip for you to see yourself, what are your routines? What do you do in the morning? Who are the people you speak to? What do you say? Mm. You say something wrong? All of those stuff. So it was very emotional. And also seeing I was feeling the laugh from the people on stage and wherever people were. Okay, actually, this is big. Even if I didn't win, I was still going to appreciate everyone who stood for me.
Yeah, congratulations to him for sure. Now that he's won, everybody, and I'm saying everybody, literally just wants a piece of him. From everybody, I mean DJ Zinhle as well, who, it turns out, went to school with Sweet Kuluva's mother. Interesting fact, just to throw it in there. She says that she plans to do a song with Sweet Kuluva. Whether she's going to produce it, that's not part of the chat right now. But shout out to Murda. Also, Murda didn't show up to a gig, allegedly, recently. He said he was sick. They sent him for 45,000 rand. He didn't show up. Yeah, as collab. Still on Sweet Kuluva, though. DJ Tira also wants a piece of him. He plans that to have Sweet Kuluva at the Durban July Marquee. If you didn't know, DJ Tira always has a marquee at the Durban July. And he says Sweet Kuluva is going to be him, you know, at the marquee. DJ Tira's marquee is usually quite, yeah, it's always just full of celebrities. Last year, he had Big Brother Mzansi's Liema, who also had quite a huge following. But Sweet Kuluva fans, they're more intense. So I see what he's doing there. He is definitely, definitely cooking. Right, so that's that on that. There's a festival that took place on March 22 at Carnival City. It was the Blue Nation Festival, which was hosted by Khuzani Mpongose. This is him. That festival, rather, was a celebration of his 15-year career in the entertainment industry. Along with just that celebration, it was not just a celebration. Yes, he did, you know, showcase his accolades and everything else, but it was to raise funds for students who are struggling to pay NSFAS. Yeah, it's all for a good cause. But of course, his entrance, where he was flying into the scene, if I can put it that way, it made him shoot up trends list. But you know what? He believes that there's definitely nothing. There's no such thing as bad publicity, because right now we are talking about him, right? But no, we're not just talking about him. We definitely had a chat to him as well. Let's have a listen to what he had to say.
There are some artists. It's Nabo. Happens in this, it says audio. And the Aba Trevor. So I do believe if one is it, or if you are being criticized by something, that means you are doing something. Those who are not criticized, there are nothing that they do. Because once you do something, you gain a lot of haters. You see? So you start trending. People who make you trending the most are the people who do not love, because are the ones who are pushing. Because in their minds, they think they are destroying you by sharing up and down the videos and the photos. At the same time, they forgot that sometimes bad publicity is a good publicity. Ama reactions, ama name, watola edwene, etwene, than edwene edwene. If I can put the photo of myself not wearing anything, it's going to trend than if I put the photo of myself wearing Gucci. So you must know ukuthi into le abayixekayo yilento le abantu abaningi abayithandayo. So I'm not worried about the criticizers, because it's their work. I criticize inja ikomkoti munde mine inja ikomkoti munde hamba.
Yeah. Okay, so the record is, Kudzani is setting the record straight. He's saying that, no, Makhadzi, I was not inspired by you flying at your festival, your one-woman show. No, Chris Brown, who recently came to South Africa last year. No, I was not inspired by you. I inspired myself. He's been doing this since 2019, so maybe everybody is inspired by him. Interesting. Speaking of festivals, though, Hlengiwe Mhlaba, the gospel singer, buried the hatchet with her mentor, Sipho, at her gospel festival. She had a 20 Years of Grace concert in Durban on Saturday, and she decided to bring him on stage and say, Yazi, uJesu yena akathandi ukuthi siza singazwani. So they smoked the peace pipe, and I guess it's all good in the hood. Yeah, that was quite an interesting interaction. I guess we're all human. We'll always have arguments. We'll always have misunderstandings. And I guess it's very important for us to always try and mend relationships. And of course, if you're a gospel singer, it's not a good look if you're fighting with somebody, right? Anyway, that is water under the bridge. Okay. Last season, Dambuza has recently addressed rumors that he was involved with Phelo Bala. Okay, let me back it up for you so we can get context. So remember, Mushindiki was married to Phelo Bala, right? Of course, that relationship did not really go anywhere. They had decided to get a divorce. It was the toughest time for Mushindiki. Of course, we've spoken about him and his case for too long, really. But he's still speaking about, you know, that failed relationship. He said that on Podcast and Chill. He said it on various platforms, really. But after Phelo Bala, Mzi then came into the picture. Mzi was also featured on Mushindiki's reality TV show. So I guess that makes him a reality TV star now. Anyway, they then got into a relationship. But Mushindiki revealed that, or rather alleged, that Mzi somehow got intimate with one of his cousins after his father's death. Yo, itrama yakhona nje. Yeah, generations has nothing on it. Basically, Mzi then went live and said he should not really be involved or be named. Moshe just basically shut his trap. Let's have a listen.
Ngiyasukela, ngithulele. Ukuthi mina, I'm doing fine. I'm just doing fine, bro. Just fine. I'm doing very fine. Very, very fine. Fika abantu mina bangisukele, no. No, it's better I don't respond two times. Guy two. Mina mele ngihlezi ngithule mina. Mele ngihlezi ngithule. Umuntu okumele ukukhulunywe ngayo ohlezi ekhuluma ngayo lo muntu akakhulumi ngayo. Mina ngihlezi mina ngifaka la ngifaka. Guy five, wake wangitshela ukuthi hey lo muntu wakhe ebebhize ivalele lapha kwalasizwe. Ehlezi lapha. Zang, bida mina, why mina ngumele kukhulunywe ngecheating yami ukuthi hey ngenza ukuthi nokuthi ngihlanyisa yazi ngonqina ukuthi ngihlanyela nje ngiyanqina nje ukuthi uyangihlanyela.
Okay, so that's what Mzi said, right? Now there he mentions Lasizwe's name for reasons that we did not understand. But recently Lasizwe responded to claims on his YouTube series, Drink or Tell the Truth. He said that he saw the video. Okay, so here's his response.
Why not? You know, because he's single. So I was shocked to be included in the Vents of Her too. I'm like, why am I catching strays, you know? And at the time, what happened was, the brewer was like, hey, you know, hitting me up, da-da-da-da-da.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, okay, like, what's going on? At the time, also, I was in a relationship, and I'm very committed, but it was to do, it was one way, you know.
Oh,
so okay. it was I thought I was in a relationship with Cedric, you know, because I thought that like we could be something more than friends, you know. That's why I said we were friends. So at the time I couldn't take more capacity to bring in a Phelo, you know. I don't have the capacity, so I didn't do anything with him. He's never slept over at my house, as they say. Would I mind for him to sleep over? Why not?
Mm.
Now. Only now. why not? If he wants to stay over at my house, why not? You know? So that's my truth. But then, Pelo, if you're watching this, I'm here, I'm available. Let's talk. Yeah. I'm joking. Yeah.
Ah. Now, while he's claiming that nothing really happened, no, what he's actually saying is that no, he didn't. Pelo Bala never slept over, but it seems they were definitely kikiing and talking and saying some stuff, because the way that Lasizo is saying, well, he's single now, and if he was winking in my direction, I would definitely be keen. Okay. But I guess he was just clarifying because he's not a homewrecker. Hi, Asaz. I see you again. Let's move on to much lighter news. Congratulations are in order for Zozibini Thunzi, who tied the knot. Now, let me tell you, this was the shock of my life. I was like, Zozi has never posted a man, no arm, no nothing. This lady has definitely been living a... Y'all wonder if privacy was a person, is Zozibini Thunzi. Our Miss Universe is officially off the market, okay? That is insane. She did have a private ceremony, of course, an intimate wedding in Cape Town. Guests were from Anelem Dota, Nomza Mumbata, who was the MC at her event. There was Ama, the actress from Blood and Water. There was Connie Ferguson was there. Bastana Kubalo. I'm talking about the A-listers of this industry, okay? Everybody was there. Very, very, very opulent wedding, apart from the shocking news. She had an interesting thing that she did at her wedding, though. She wrote a song for her husband. Let's have a listen to that. Now, we all know Zozi definitely does have those vocals. I don't know. Hopefully, there's going to be an album coming after this. I wonder. Anyway, of course, Sunday Times is speaking. Or rather, we are. I am. I'm speaking to the Queen herself. We will definitely reveal more of that as soon as she gets back to me. But it's definitely going to be in the paper. So go ahead and get it. Right. Speaking of nuptials, though, Candace Modisele, who revealed that she was engaged. This she revealed it in December 26. She shared her wedding pictures as well. It was more of a traditional ceremony. So I wonder if a white wedding is coming up. I did reach out to her. She's not calling me back. So girl, call me back. What's the chat? Zozibini Thunzi's traditional wedding is also taking place this weekend. Forgot to throw that in. But still, you know, within this wedding season, Zenanda Funani, who's a super sport presenter, recently got married to Innocent Maila. Hope I'm pronouncing that surname correctly. Innocent Maila is a Orlando Pirates defender. Yeah, I don't think he's the captain anymore. Anyway, so yeah, congratulations are in order for these people. It's wedding season. It's been love all round. Okay. Lastly, I need to tell you about this, even though honestly, I don't know why. Jackie Pamuzo recently reflected on 1 year under house arrest. Catching you up on what I'm really talking about here. Jackie was sentenced to 2 years of house arrest with a fine, unpaid community service, after being found guilty on 4 charges, including defamation, criminal injuria, violating a protection order. And this was, of course, just because, you know, Twitter fingers were just itching. And she decided to allege that there was a gay sex tape involving Bastana Kumalo and her husband, Romeo, I said alleged, okay? Because, hey, it's still an allegation. And she was guilty of this. This is all from a tweet in 2018. Girl, you should have just not said anything. So anyway, she went deep into her experience. She said that she's now back in school. She's completing her studies. She's been able to write 2 books during this time. Yeah, she's gotten time. Basically, she has a lot of time on her hands. I do see her tweeting still about a lot of things. She's contributing towards whatever. She just wants to weigh in on literally anything, I guess. So anyway, girl, you did the crime. You got to do the time. That's it. No sorrows, no sorrows, no tears, period. Anyway, there are a lot of things that are trending right now, from Netflix to SABC. There's so many shows to watch. I'm currently watching Go, and I am locked in on Netflix. If you haven't watched it, you definitely need to go ahead and check it out. It's very interesting. Star-studded cast. It's very interesting. I like the fact that it's not a typical... You know, South Africa, we do too much of these drag shows, you know? This is different. Yeah, basically, that's what I got to say about that. Go ahead and check it out, as well as Adolescence, which has also been trending on Netflix. Apart from that, I'm trying to think, what else am I watching? What else am I watching? Anyway, Big Brother's over. I wasn't watching that, but people were. Oh, I forgot to actually mention Uyanda, the runner-up, who obviously did not win. There's so much money being raised on his behalf. That, okay, you didn't get the 2 million, but, you know, the honey badgers were like, no, my bro, we got you. Even though you only got 31.6% votes, Tina will make sure that you get the money. So right now, if I'm not mistaken, that's actually 250,000 rand that has been raised on his behalf. Hey, man, let me give you a little voice note. We actually did have a chat to Uyanda. Let's listen to what he plans to do with this money.
Being the runner-up is a win on its own. It's something huge. I appreciate it. Something that I wouldn't take for granted at any given day. For me, I have, as I've mentioned, I have this plan of starting a charity which is exposing the black kid into the world. For example, what I've been doing in the previous years, I would take at least a couple of students who have no access to what you call internet, and apply for them, send them opportunities for varsity. So something that I'm willing to continue with. But one of the things that I'm passionate about, anything that has to do with education, giving back to the education. I know, man, my kids have been rooting for me. So taking care or giving back to those who are less privileged. From where I'm from, it's something that I would appreciate, something that I would do at any given time, making sure that I contribute to the ones that lack the transport funds. Yes.
Well, that's that on that. Let me know what you are watching out there. For now, that's been it for this edition of the Chisapod. Remember that you can find our latest podcast, review, and subscribe for free on iono.fm, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you choose to get your podcasts. You can also follow us on all social media platforms at Chisalife. This Chisapod was a Times Life production, and our technical producer is Demi Buzo. Don't forget, you can also listen to our other podcasts. Okay, there's a whole list. Beyond Politics with Lizega, Taking the Rams by the Horns, and so much more. Until next time, I've been your host, Joy Mpande. Goodbye for now.